I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. More than 300 people died in the most recent disaster in Indonesia. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake shook the southwest coast of Java, putting in motion a 3 to 6 meter tsunami that did the damage. The Asia Relief Coordinator for the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is Grace Wiebe, and she says there's a good reason why the CRWRC is helping in a Muslim area.
It's a very big witness to have a Christian NGO providing relief, rehabilitation, reconstruction to people of another faith. It's a very strong statement, and they know it.
Funding is needed to help with supplies and temporary shelter at about $200 each. Meanwhile, the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah has forced missionaries out of Lebanon. Operation Mobilization has work in both Lebanon and Israel, and OM's Lane Powell says most of the team in Lebanon left on Monday. The few who are staying will make day-to-day decisions about whether to leave. OM had a short-term team there, but that was evacuated over the weekend. Powell says their Lebanon work has ceased, but the work in Israel continues. And a Christian medical ministry will be opening a hospital soon in the predominantly Muslim nation of Egypt. Cure International's executive director in Cairo, Derek Johnson, says they purchased land and have approval from the government to begin. Cure doesn't hide the fact that it's a Christian organization, Johnson says.
There are misconceptions about what it is to be a Christian, coming from the West especially. And our mission is to offer hope and compassion through our medical services. We want to be able to show the life of Christ through the work that we are doing here. And we have great hope for that.
Cure hopes to open in January 2008. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.